This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deubai stresses investment in productive sector to increase export and reduce trade deficit. Ruling coalition forms separate preparation and monitoring committee for local level election. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues 5 different ordinances. And emergency health situation declared in Sri Lanka following severe drug shortage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deubai has stressed on making investment in the productive sector to increase export capacity and reduce trade deficit. Inaugurating a dry port constructed at Chobar in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deubai said the government has prioritized the construction of dry ports in different parts of the country to ease the import and export of goods. Prime Minister Deubai inaugurated the dry port today by letting 3 containers that arrived from Birgunj enter the port. The Prime Minister also committed to promoting domestic goods in the international market, encouraging industrial development for creating employment opportunities. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued 5 different ordinances today. Issuing a press statement, the office of the president has stated that the President Bhandari issued ordinance to amend some acts related to sexual violence, and ordinance to amend some acts related to criminal cases and criminal procedure. Likewise, the president also issued the Social Security First Amendment Ordinance, Acid and Hazardous Chemical Regulation Ordinance, and Nepali Police and Province Police Ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. A meeting of the ruling coalition has formed a separate committee for the preparation and monitoring of the local level elections. The meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwata today formed the committee under the coordination of Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paujal. The committee comprises 2 members, each from Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party, and 1 from Rashtriya Janamorcha. The meeting also discussed the structure of electoral alliance in the local level elections. Earlier, the 5-party alliance held on March 31st decided to make electoral collaboration in local polls. On the occasion, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deubai had briefed the meeting about his 3-day official visit to India. The meeting also drew the conclusion that Prime Minister Deubai's India visit was successful. The Election Commission has issued a 60-point directive to the political parties in view of the upcoming local level elections. The Election Commission invited the political parties today and asked them to make commitment to fully follow the directive and election code of conduct. Likewise, political parties taking part in the local elections scheduled for May 13 have expressed commitment to fully abide by rules and laws in order to hold elections in a free and fair manner. Leaders and representatives of the political parties also signed a commitment letter to be present if the Election Commission, Election Monitoring Committee, and the election officers call them in reference to the election. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा 0। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा 0 रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Ministry of Health and Population is to inoculate 7.5 million children against typhoid. Addressing a press meet organized in Kathmandu today, Chief of the Child Health and Vaccination Section at the Department of Health, Sagar Dahal, said children between the age of 1 year, 3 months to 15 years would be administered the vaccine against typhoid. The vaccination program will be conducted from the 8th of April till the 1st of May. He said the typhoid vaccine would be administered at one time. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Basal, has said that the achievements made through people's struggle and the Federal Democratic Republic Constitution have still been facing threats. Inaugurating the newly constructed building for Godavari Municipality 14 today, Minister Basal said that the responsibility to save them has fallen on the force having the capacity of carrying out changes. Energy Minister Basal also said that the alliance continuation would not only mean securing a win in the elections, but also to safeguard and institutionalize achievements made so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. An emergency health situation has been declared in Sri Lanka today due to a severe drug shortage in the country. The decision was announced after an emergency general committee meeting of the country's Government Medical Officers Association. The association said the emergency health situation was declared to protect the lives of patients. During a meeting, the medical body revealed that there would be a severe drug shortage in the country due to poor management by the government. Sri Lankan local media say the current drug shortage will move into a very serious situation in the future if the present economic crisis continues. Meanwhile, more than 40 MPs have left Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapakse's coalition government. MPs from parties aligned with Rajapakse's SLPP-led coalition said they would now independently represent themselves. North Korea says Pyongyang would retaliate with nuclear strikes if South Korea launched a preemptive attack. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister Kim Yo-jong has issued two statements responding to remarks from South Korean officials. South Korean Defense Minister Soo Wook had said that South was able to strike the North's missile launch points, sparking the furious reactions. North Korea has tested several missiles this year, heightening tensions. Chinese officials have extended their lockdown of Shanghai to cover all of its 25 million people after a fresh surge in COVID cases. According to the BBC, initially there had been separate measures for the eastern and western sides, but the whole city is now subject to indefinite restrictions. Shanghai is the largest single city to be locked down to date. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobai stresses investment in productive sector to increase export and reduce trade deficit. Ruling coalition forms separate preparation and monitoring committee for local level elections. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues 5 different ordinances. And emergency health situation declared in Sri Lanka following severe drug shortage. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.